from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's the game again then, Steiny?
John Sally, joke artist.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Willard and Dibs,
yeah.
Crossover time.
Yeah.
How's it going?
There goes your lunch.
There goes your lunch.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh. Hey, hey, Kobe. No, Guru's doing a Kobe right now. He's doing a Kobe right now.
What's the Kobe?
Okay.
When you don't shoot?
Phoenix.
Did he ever?
They got mad at him for shooting too much, and he went, okay, fine. I'm not going to shoot at all.
In a playoff game,
even
Willard.
When the ball is sitting in your hands with nobody
Nahim,
around you.
Wow. Ghostbuster.
They got on Guru for, which is really funny. That
what would you call what they got on me for?
Well, well, just that.
Just that. For interrupting.
See, but, that's but natural. That's what, scary.
I think so, too. First of all, to single out any one of us for interrupting during the crossover.
What are you talking about?
Thank you. I think is wild. Second of all.
You mean either one of you?
I think interrupting is underrated. That's okay. How people speak to
it's
each other.
Real.
Like, do you guys do that with your boys when you get to the bar? I'll wait my turn. Wait a minute. I have something to add, but it's not my turn. I'm fourth, and we're on the second turn. Let's go around in a circle. What the hell are we doing?
Knock, knock.
Let's be people here. Let's knock, talk knock. To it. Knock. Who's there?
Interrupting Cal.
Interrupting.
Moo!
Yeah.
Not offended.
I'm going to give him a one.
Like, I don't
yeah,
get it.
Dad joke.
Not
interrupting Cal, moo, because the moo interrupts. Welcome to the crossover.
Yeah, not offended when I
not
get interrupted.
Not offended, but yeah. It turns out to be bad radio. As a listener, when you hear four people.
Well, nobody's saying that.
That's exactly what he's saying.
No, then you can't single out one person if it's all four people talking at once.
Why did he offer me the bit?
Well,
he said you threw drop dime on me.
Well, no, yeah. I think he just listened to our show. Today.
Oh boy.
Oh geez.
That's well, all.
I'm like Willard. That's how I do it, buddy.
And you're more a different Steiny with Goo than you are with
oh,
Evan.
Oh, good Lord. It's just listen, hey.
These are facts.
Norm, my dad said that's because he's so happy.
That's because
seriously,
Evan,
I gotta remember, know who he is.
Remember the Steiny that I got that one day?
Oh boy.
That's
oh,
because
God. That's in the archives.
That guy was like you were like a children's book.
Evan, you were
just like sweet.
I'm not here to talk about the past. Evan
Mark McGuire
wouldn't say something like, "Oh, Steiny, I would trade Kuminga for Kuzma." How do you know? I mean, Evan wouldn't say that.
But what's wrong with any opinion?
Well, that one's foolish.
He has buttons that others don't
well,
have.
Well, sure.
And I take it as a badge of honor.
It's just because you guys talk too much.
But he's
time
a different style.
Listen.
It's just like a. It's
hey,
like a
Evan, how you doing?
Buddy?
Every great coach treats every player differently.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
So, seriously, how touching was it yesterday?
What are you talking about?
When the Lakers drafted Bronny James.
Oh, God.
I thought it was awesome.
I missed your rant. I guess it's a rant now.
It was a special NBA moment.
I don't believe that you're being genuine right now, so I'm okay. not biting.
Okay,
I
how about bite?
Bite on
how
the
about
bait.
Biting on this?
Okay,
you should let me
how
go
about
first.
Biting on this? I didn't have a strong opinion of it at all.
That's Willard, fine. I did. Okay.
I think a lot of people didn't.
You did though.
Different than apparently how it sounded. Lovely Christy told me, she goes, boy, you sounded grumpy about it.
I agree with Christy.
Then that's fine. Sometimes you sound like you don't feel. You'll back me on this. What did I do right when it happened?
You couldn't stop laughing.
Belly laughter.
Which was the same reaction I had when they announced the J.J. Redick signing. So I was feeling you on that.
Yeah.
Shout out Vic the Brick, feeling you. Because to me, the Lakers in many ways are becoming a laughingstock.
Wow.
When you hire J.J. Redick, a guy who's only coached fourth grade, and as a fourth grade coach, he was a volunteer assistant, and now you're going to be the head coach of the Lakers and then the Bronny thing. Your guttural laugh to me was appropriate.
Yeah, maybe this is mean-spirited, but... Well, no, we all come from where we come from, and I had a period in my life where I worked on the flagship station for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Whoop.
Okay?
Nobody there.
Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, no one's there. I've been to dinner with Jeannie Buss. Can we just be real? I have.
All right.
I have. Like a party of
large
three.
Large group.
Party of three. Okay? Oh, twice.
Exciting.
Okay,
so
who's the third?
Not talking about it, but anyway. Anyway, point
Phil?
Being... No. I've not been to dinner with Phil Jackson.
Rambus?
No, but my point is I have a little bit of a different entry point to that organization, and I am thankful the organization I actually root for and now talk about a lot has not had something like this happen to them. They have completely lost their fastball. They've lost their core. They've lost who they are to the point where I don't care that they drafted Bronny James. But and by the way, I'm not turned off by nepotism. It's everywhere. Mm. It's everywhere. Like, he's doing a very good job, but God love him. Kirk Lacob was on your show yesterday. Does anyone have any thought what the first thing he said in his interview for the gig was? Come on. It's everywhere, and that's fine. It's not about that. But my point about the whole thing was you can't spin it into something it's not. It's not a warm and fuzzy story. It's cool. It's a quirky fact. But it's not about winning.
Let me do this for you, Willard.
And it's not in the best interest, in my opinion, of Bronny.
Yeah.
It's in the best interest of LeBron. And that's I find that to be selfish.
No.
What if Steph Curry were in that position?
We did our whole show yesterday based on the idea that I don't think he would do the same thing.
Don't know if Cannon's ready. I mean, Cannon's probably a year away from being a year away at five.
I'm betting on him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this, Willard, to that, because I had dinner with my father, man, and I have never felt more like a hypocrite for what I'm about to say and how I feel. I thought the whole thing was a joke. I feel bad for Bronny. I didn't hear your rant, but I can. Everybody that was anti-Bronny, it was a farce, and what Dibs is talking about, it makes the Lakers look like a joke. I was 100% in. And my dad said, and I'll wrap it up. He said, so let me get this straight. For years, you've been clamoring about how blacks got done wrong with the Negro Leagues, and you wish you could have watched this or that, and you were so moved as you were bedridden when Reggie Jackson went on his rant and how raw and uncut that was, and then when they cut the N-word out of the video as it circulated more, you were all mad because you thought it lost its impact. And I sat back and thought, as I have kids, and I love Jude, I love your kids, Stiney kids and Dibs kids, and I'm sitting there thinking, why am I on the other side of this story? And then I thought about it. LeBron James has been incredible on and off the court
for
being brought up with just Gloria James, no father figure. I mean, chalk one up for LeBron for not, you know, giving in to temptations and being a jerk and all of society's ills. And all that we talk about is black folks, Willard, is leaving legacy for our kids and the next generation. And we don't, or we're not able, or we're robbed of those opportunities. And I'm in here every day telling Steiny, Sam Cassell's of the world, and the black coaches don't get the second and third chance. And then here's this one instance where LeBron, nobody was going to draft Bronny now, and I'm looking at it because it was like, LeBron, you've been so great that we're going to let you do something that's never been done. And here I am, just me, as a black man, hating on an example or one time where we can say, you know what, LeBron, you were so great, future billionaire if you're not one now. We let you draft your son. We did it for you. Isn't that what it's about? How can I be on the sideline throwing rocks at that? So, that's where Norm hit me okay. in the with the real of the real. And I'm like, and I'm not saying you're going against that, but I'm like, that's what we need more of.
Well, and that's totally fine. And this is a position that is uncomfortable because it's too easy for me as a white man to go, goo, it's not about race. I hate that comment because it's not for me to say that. It is for anyone to say that. But I believe I would have the same take if it was, if his name was not LeBron and it was Larry or whatever. If LeBron were a white guy and this were his white kid that he did this with, I would still have the same two issues with it. And it's really not issues because I want to back up. I don't care. I don't think that something like nefarious happened here. I think it's interesting that the Lakers would, with a 40-year-old on his way out the door, give away an asset and clearly do something that was about kowtowing to an employee rather than trying to win. Because they're the Lakers. This team parades around. We're about nothing but championships. Well, not yesterday you weren't. I don't care that it was the 55th pick. Don't give me that Mark, it's the 55th pick thing because it's an asset and you try your best with all assets to win. I don't think the Lakers did that yesterday. And the second part of it is, and this is the one that might be more relevant to what you just said, which is that I don't see that as a dad as being a good dad. Mm. I don't think he created opportunity for Bronny. I think he robbed him of opportunity. He took development away from someone who needs it. Where Bronny needs to be right now is not on the Laker bench with a 30-year-old coach sitting there watching Laker basketball games. He needs to be developing somewhere. LeBron made this about him. He made it about something he wanted to do before he left, not what was best for his kid. In my opinion, I'm not in the family.
No, that's
my read.
I care. Dibs, I can't say he's wrong. Like, I feel somebody feeling that way, because that's how I was up until having the conversation with Pops.
It just always strikes me about the idea of nepotism and when we decide to pick and choose, when we want to be outraged about nepotism. And you could talk about Joe Buck, who was one of the original benefactors of nepotism. His dad was a legend, and Joe waltzed right in. And, you know, you've got Noah Eagle, very good broadcaster, and his dad, Ian Eagle, kind of showed him the way and all the various carries in broadcasting. Nicholas Kerr got a leg up on coaching, couple of Lakers, and yet when LeBron does his son a solid, and we, I guess, are all under the understanding that that's how that went. And what if it did help the team by the very fact that LeBron maybe wouldn't want to play there if they didn't do that?
Well,
so if you don't do a solid for me and my son, however pathetic you think that is, if that costs you LeBron James, well, then now you are making a move that actually does make your team better, even if you are wasting, quote unquote, a second round asset, which is largely meaningless.
Yeah, and I'll just say to that, they did LeBron a solid. You know what I mean? And they're about to give him 3 more years. So, Willard, when you say 40, he's going to be 43 when they give him this 3, he signs this extension. But
not playing,
it's just symbolic. And what you said about the dad stuff hits me. But, Steiny,
well, you don't know. Like, you don't know, like, what Bronny needs as a kid and how LeBron wants to parent.
But
that's an individual
history
choice.
Is all, well,
they will make history.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes. They will. Because you won't be in the G League.
I thought about it in a different way. So, back in the day, the Indiana Hoosiers had a player, Landon Turner, and he got in a car accident. He got paralyzed before the draft. Mm. And the Celtics picked him in they had 10 rounds, so that may be a deal. Yep. They picked him in the 10th round. It was like, hey, I kind of view it like that. The Philadelphia 76ers back in the day would always use their last pick on somebody from Philadelphia, somebody from Drexel, somebody from Delaware. So, the Bronny thing is, I'm not going to get incensed about this or feel about it until I believe Bronny James is not a pro player, but he's on a pro roster, but he's not really a pro player. And I don't know that he's not yet.
No, we don't know.
I don't buy that.
Come on, guys.
I don't buy that he won't do a two-way either. I don't buy that.
Well, he won't do a 2A, but he might play in the G League.
Well, we
there's a difference.
Yeah, we can't say whether he is a prospect that works or doesn't. What we can say is, A, his current resume does not suggest that he should be drafted, and B, the rest of the teams in the NBA had absolutely no problem letting this happen, which suggests to me that nobody gave a rip. Nobody thought
in their
minds that this guy was going to become a player. And now, if you're going to, and I don't even know this, but if you guys are telling me he's about to, if LeBron's going to play three more years, well, now I got another question. What the hell was the rush? Why do you have to do it now?
Well,
because you never know. Well, I mean, life changes fast. Life comes at you fast, and you never know what's going to happen. And we could go around the association, and we can play who's your 15th man, and I can Usman Garuba you, and we can go team to team, and you can show me
this is
the Nassus Antetokounmpo. This is exactly what this is about.
Which is also a
You've got a league full of empty calories at the end of benches, so why not have it be somebody who is your son?
I just told you, because in my opinion, if my son were a prospect, I would be less interested in making history because we could play together. I'd be more interested in what kind of history he could make as an individual.
But he's not a prospect. And that is what makes this, like, Thanasis Antetokounmpo is not a prospect. He's only in the league because his last name has six vowels, like the MVP.
Bronny can't be a prospect 2 years from now?
He could be a prospect in a month,
but why
or
is he
could
in
not
uniform
be one at all.
Now is what
we don't
his
know
point
that
is.
He, we know
why he's in uniform now.
He's not in uniform.
Yeah,
he's been drafted.
If you guys
they're
don't think
cut him.
But if you don't think he's going to run out there opening night with his dad,
come on. Here's the thing. I understand Mark and other people saying, you know, what LeBron did is kind of, it is selfish. I completely understand that. The Lakers doing it,
right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I could see how you'd be like, you know, LeBron's putting his son in a tough spot. I wouldn't necessarily do that. I get that.
And the biggest flex to me, Dibs, and Willard, and Steiny, go ahead. Do your thing.
Time for what's bugging you.
Sponsored
by... How about you do the legal first, and then we get to what's bugging you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That really shouldn't have been part of the legal, but we move on.
Before I go,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Giving your job a son, son a job at a corporation as vice president for Chevron or one of these big companies, to me, that's a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Flex, but the biggest flex is when you get your son drafted to a pro sport team where you know he's really not that talented to get that jersey. To me, that's a bigger flex for LeBron when we talk about athletics.
So why are we so mad at a guy who flexes? And you put aside what you think of him as a parent because
we all parent.
We got 12 kids between us, and we all parent our 12 differently.
Damn! Yeah.
So, I mean, if he wants to do that, if he wants to do this as a dad for his kid, he thinks that this is the best way to dad, go ahead and dad it up.
Yeah, nobody's mad. Okay. Nobody's mad. I mean, in fact, the LeBron nepotism angle
Is I'm celebrating old, it
why,
now.
Yeah, that part doesn't, I like, there's no reaction to that whatsoever.
All right, I'm ready.
My two reactions are, I don't, I'm far from convinced that this is good for Bronny. And my main reaction is about the Lakers as a franchise. Handing the keys over to LeBron so that he can do family time.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to use their asset to help them.
He's had the keys, would be my counterpoint. I mean, right, J.J. Redick is there because he has
exactly.
the keys.
Exactly. So it's all part of it. It's all part of the same point.
All right, time for What's Bugging You, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. It's tick season. Call ATCO. Lyme disease is a problem also.
Big time.
Call ATCO.
Who's Ricky Henderson?
It's Friday afternoon. I would say I am. What's bugging me? I'll tell you what's bugging me, just a little, not a lot, because it's a Friday, is we don't know that Steph Curry's doing the same thing as LeBron, just more tactfully. Like, how do we know that it wasn't Curry that kind of made the Warriors re-sign Draymond Green? Like, LeBron has no tact when he does it, and it's easy to see through that it's kind of selfish, but I think a lot of stars try to do this. They don't have as much clout as LeBron, and
what's bugging you about it, though, if Steph has it, we don't know?
Well, what's bugging me is, like, everybody just singles out LeBron as doing this, and I think it's done a lot behind the scenes.
Oh, no doubt. And by the way, Curry, because of the day that we're talking about it, you're not talking about the Bronny James thing. You're talking about LeBron, the GM.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
That's a broader.
Yeah,
take.
I think the top 10 players in the game all do this. They all do this. I think Steph puts a green light on just about everything that happens. I would argue.
I'll go next. I got to be careful here because my father's 84 years old and still moving good, but what I saw last night with the presidential election has me so worried about this country that I want to implement a rule, and I think you cannot be president of the United States, man or woman, if you're over 65 years old. I think we need to hone in on that number, because what I saw on my TV last night was uncomfortable, and I don't think it was right. It could have been deemed as cruel, but come on, you need youth and you need energy, and I didn't see that yesterday, and I'm just my two cents. I'm a taxpayer. I can vote. We need to knock that number down to 65, Dibs. You got to have somebody in there with some sizzle and pizzazz, not what I saw yesterday.
Are you ready?
I'm still scared.
Are you ready?
For all of us.
Are you ready to apply that rule to the Warriors?
Wow. I give you three. But, Dibs, I got to be careful, but that's how I'm feeling.
It was a rough one. It was a rough one last night. It was a rough one. I listened to it on our sister station, KCBS, on my drive home, and I thought, man, that guy's old. That guy's older. That guy's brutal. That guy's even more brutal.
I needed subtitles on some of the stuff,
my
man.
My solution? It's easy. Two words. Presidential combine.
I like it.
Three-cone drill.
Get in your underwear.
In the 40.
How quickly can you get up and down three stairs?
How much can you bench press three Metamucils? Presidential combine.
Guru. God bless you. I literally sent this text to my parents.
No!
Who are the same age as these people.
Tom!
I sent a text last night. I go, I hope I'm not offending you, but we can't do that. If you've had your 75th birthday, you're ineligible. Yeah. Both of them. Yeah. But the other thought that I think most Americans, no matter what city, and I saw Bonte tweet, how are these the two people? How are these the
top two of us?
We got a whole country.
370 million people.
These are the finalists?
That's what hurts, I think.
Who are the people that got eliminated before if these two are the finalists?
And the system is so flawed.
My God.
Think about the NBA.
The system.
The NBA MVP. If you think that Steph is the MVP and you're a voter, you could vote for him. You're wrong. But he's one of... 800 members of the NBA, 15 times, 500, whatever the number is. We're down to two, and it's Grandpa Joe against the Flying Tomato, and that's our choice?
Wow. Well, it's kind of like if Indiana would have played Oklahoma City in the finals, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not this worse than that. No, it's way worse than that.
I'll go quick, just to lighten the mood.
OKC has Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Yeah.
What's bugging me is it's simple. It's refried beans. I ordered a burrito, and I wanted whole beans. They gave them to me refried, usually refried with lard. Who likes refried beans?
Not me, Lord.
Oh, disgusting.
I make
with
burrito
the lard
mix.
And all the fat. It's a pass. Like, refried beans. Give me the whole pinto. Give me the black beans.
Black beans.
Get your refried beans and you can go to the left, to the left.
Do they have black refried beans?
Yes, they do. Okay. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I like black beans.
Have you ever considered putting both into a burrito mix?
No, normally
I make a homemade burrito.
You make your own refried beans. You go out of the can.
No, out of the can. Yeah. But I do black beans and refried beans and ground turkey meat and seasoning.
And as skinny as a toothpick.
Yeah, and the refried beans are refried usually with lard.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't like beans.
Yeah. So I'm out on refried beans. Anyway.
That was funny.
You do.
I really didn't think that this should be the anchor or the big finish, but it's fun because I'd like each of you to weigh in on this. And what's bugging me in this particular case was my own hypocrisy. Mm. So I took the ferry today. Oh, now, does anybody have a Clipper card?
I got one right here.
Okay, yeah. So you got the little thing and you go and you beep it. You beep, you just hold it up. Sure. But as you know, like they open up the gate and it's just a free for all. And there's like one guy there and he's trying to watch three different little beeper stations. And so people are all flooding in there. Well, the person in front of me, it was a couple, and they might have been tourists. I couldn't tell if they were from America or not. And so they were clearly having a hard time figuring out how to hold their phone at the correct angle to make the beep go. And at a certain point, they just kind of...
Can you help me fix my phone?
Exactly. They just looked at each other. They're kind of like, we can't really figure it out. And the guy that's sort of monitoring the whole thing's got his back turned. And they just kind of looked at each other and just walked onto the boat. And I sat there for a minute. And I hate myself for even having this thought. I was almost like, hey, wait a minute. You come back here. You didn't pay. And it was
snitches
fleeting.
Get stitches, it's fleeting.
It was 3 seconds and then it was over. And I beeped and went under the boat because who cares? Number one. Number two, have I done anything like that in my life when someone's not looking and, you know, you're at the self-checkout at the grocery store?
Boy.
Maybe you only beeped in 3 avocados, but 4 fell into the bag. Or have I ever done that? Yes. So I hated myself for 3 seconds of being bothered by the couple that got a free ride into the city today.
Yeah.
What would you guys have done?
That is perfectly normal.
They are
okay. 3 seconds, that's about what it should take. I feel the same way when I see some of the kids jumping over the BART thing,
exactly,
evading fare. I'm like, but you know what? That's whatever. So it's about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But if you're on the boat, you have to beep on and then you have to beep off.
No,
that
you don't have to beep off.
Normally you have to beep off.
No beep off.
Because if you don't beep off, then they won't know if you actually made the complete trip. Okay.
Door opens.
Maybe on that, it just takes out the $7 or whatever.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Well, they're getting rid of some of the self-checkouts because some stores getting hit.
Well.
For sure.
I mean, it's kind of their fault. It's like, if you're going to make us work here, you get what you get. I'm not getting paid to learn how this machine works.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? You got vegetables that won't scan, and I'm like looking up items, and employees are walking by, and they're like 89603. I'm like, why am I supposed to know that? What are we doing? What's happening?
Belgian endive 89603.
Ah, those are the organic type.
Totally.
Anyway, I just felt bad about myself for a second.
We need to get their thoughts on Chris Paul.
Don't. Okay, and we can get those. We'll take that answer off the air first time, long time.
You guys going to the cafeteria?
Is water wet?
Yeah.
It's a non-payday Friday, so I wasn't sure.
I'd like to
say my first Friday since COVID.
I'd like to say this.
I'd
like to say this before you guys leave. Because I do think that there's a moment that's actually happening right now.
Man.
I think this is the last time that the four of us are going to be on the air together
while Klay Thompson is still a Warrior.
Oh,
wow.
And I feel very, very confident about that.
Okay, and I'm kind of with you leaning that way. Yeah. And before
you know what he's really saying.
Is Paul George going to be a Warrior at some point?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think he's leaving LA.
I still think that's less than 50-50. Yeah. I do think it's a possibility. I think that Chris Paul's deal being moved to the other side of Paul George's deadline is very purposeful.
Mm.
But this, to me, this conversation is just about Klay. And I think today is all of our last show.
Yeah. Wow, man.
With Klay Thompson in the Bay.
Yeah. I also want to just appreciate the moment that's happening right now. It's 2:13, and the bag is not on the shoulder.
If you guys know, Willard, you're the triplet. We're matching two black shirts.
That's
the
right.
Dude thought that would qualifies for a dress shirt.
No, it's slimming on him, though. Yeah. I'm going to give him credit, and he gets
but
credit.
But it's not a dress shirt, Dibs. Don't make him feel good.
I was trying to bring it home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Where do you work?
I work at 95.7 The Game, but it's an Odyssey station.
2-2-2. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.